How you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I mentioned your versatility was a big reason why they, you know, right tackle. I feel like you can right tackle is the place where you can best help this team.
Yeah, I mean, really, wherever they need me. You know, when I was being drafted, that was one of my big things. That, you know, I played basically every position in college, and, you know, was put on the right, you know, my rookie year, and went over the left last year. They need me at right. Hey, I'm all for it.
It's been tough. I mean, you've dealt with a lot of injuries so far. I mean, and that's a lot of times out of your control. I mean, you have nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how's that been, just dealing with setback after setback and trying to play in this league?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, I was kind of on a roll there last year with no injuries, but you know, stuff happens in this game, and you know, you can't really do anything about it. So why get negative about it? You know, I tried to, you know, once this happened with my ankle, you know, try to stay positive, you know, knock it out, and here I am, I'm back.
Alex talked about it. It was after one of the preseason games about sort of having to play his way through being the number one overall pick,
mm-hmm.
and sort of he felt like he dug himself a little bit of a hole and putting too big expectations on himself.
Yeah.
Where are you at with that?
Yeah, I'm past that. You know, I definitely went through my growing pains. I went through, you know, digging myself in a hole, putting myself in unnecessary situations by putting pressure on myself. And, you know, I'm over that. I'm confident in what I'm doing now. You know, they need me on the right, I'll go to the right. They need me on the left, I'll go to the left. You know, whatever I got to do to help this team win. You know, so, I mean, if that's what Coach Reed thinks is best for, you know, our five up front, you know, he's got the best five in the best positions, you know, so. So be it.
Was there like a time when you said, okay, I just gotta play. Wherever I was drafted doesn't matter. I mean, when was it?
You know, this off season, it was my first real off season I had since I've been in this league, and you know, it took some time to you know, really do some self reflection and you know, find out where I needed to grow mentally, physically, you know, and you know, just be a better player overall. And I think I took advantage of that, and you know, thought I had a pretty decent camp until I, you know, got rolled up. But, hey, on to the next game, and looking forward to it.
You ever talk to Alex about that? Did he talk to you about that?
I think when I was drafted and stuff, you know, it's kind of something you almost have to go through. You can't really have somebody talk you through it. You know, you got to learn things on your own sometimes and, you know, get kicked down and get back up again. So, yeah, doing good now, though.
Eric, how do you feel like that pressure being the number one pick set you back?
Yeah, just I guess it's, you know, more of a mental thing. You know, you got your mind on different things, you know, mind on, you know, living up to expectation and what everybody else thinks about you. And in the end, it's like, you know, what the guys in this building, the coaches, the staff, you know, that's really all that you really need to prove yourself to instead of the whole world.
When did you come to that realization? Just this past
offseason? Yeah, you know, no, probably, you know, last season going through it, you know, first year left tackle and everything, and kind of just, you know, go out there, have fun, you know, and forget about the rest.
Anything else? J.J. Watt, how do you prepare for a guy like that?
Yeah, very talented guy. You know, definitely got to prepare, you know, for, you know, they got a great front seven up front. You know, they do a lot of moving and whatnot and stunts and, you know, games and blitzes. And so, you know, just take it one day at a time, you know. Today we got base going in and get ready for that. And then tomorrow with the sub pressures and, you know, just prepare it one play at a time. Yeah, I mean, like everybody's been talking, there's a buzz around here. We're all excited to get this season going. You know, got to take one game at a time, can't get too far ahead of ourselves, and, you know, just make the most of every play.
Because I think I asked you about this last year.
Is that a feeling there's something special this year about this group?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of people have been talking about it, a lot of people have been saying it. You know, it's just, you know, a feeling you get, and, you know, everyone's feeling real good about this upcoming season.
I think I asked you about this last year. You know, playing tackle is such a field thing. You know, you spend a lot of time in one position. You know, it's not always easy to switch. I'm just curious, what makes it tough to go from one side to the other? Like, what do you have to do to get it down?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, in the first couple of years, you know, it would probably been a, you know, pretty big task, you know, an ask of myself. But, you know, now that you know the offense in and out, you played there before, you know, I guess it's just like second nature, kind of like riding a bike. You know, oh, I was here 2 years ago. No biggie. Let's get the job done.
Fish, what do you remember about the last time you faced Watt?
He's kind of a, you know, unpredictable player. He kind of does what he wants sometimes. You know, plays every single play. So, you know, we just got to bring our A game and bring our lunch pail.
Thank you.